1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, that's really nice. I really like the VU meter on the front end of Audio Boom. So, I was sort of a bit of a late to the party, I guess. I had a problem with my iPhone in that the audio recording, the mic, was broken. And that's because I dropped it after getting back from London one night, and the microphone just stopped working. So for the last couple of weeks, my iPhone has been in for repair, and I can say that they've done an amazing job at fixing it. I was expecting them to replace it. We tend to lean towards the culture of just replacing the phone. But they've actually fixed it. They've actually taken it apart. They've actually changed some board. And seems to be working okay. I'm really quite excited. Looking forward to using Audio Boo. And there's a number of reasons. One, I think everybody who's been into media, be it video, audio, textual, blogging, over the last couple of years, has found an affinity with the iPhone. I think they like the ease of use, they like the whole touch-sensitive part of it, being able to touch your media, and being able to, you know, communicate with people very quickly. I think there's some work can be done on the keyboard side of things, but this is definitely the way forward, recording audio snippets, having little audio timeline. For podcasters, they must be absolutely, you know, over the moon by it. For me, I like the idea of doing live straight without having to edit audio podcasts. I think this has incredible room to manoeuvre. I think for people who feel a little bit awkward on camera, that has been myself included in the last couple of years because of my dental issues, which I'm glad to inform people I'm slowly working through. It's great because I like to talk. I have a lot of things on my mind. And I like to talk about them. And I'm not really concerned about if people are judging me by them. I used to get really sort of concerned that people were, you know, putting me in a box. I used to worry about thinking about how people perceive me. I think that's an insecurity that I've had for a while. And in recent months, probably in the last 3 or 4 months, I've started to realise what I am about and what I can give and what I am good at and what I'm, you know, not so good at. And I shouldn't have to question those things. I just should just let it roll. This is my life and we've got one shot at it. I have a beautiful partner and a absolutely wonderful daughter, and this is now, and I should live for now. And the ability for me to be able to document my thoughts, my ideas, my concepts, my passions, my over-the-top, had-too-much-coffee moments. It's great. Great service. Really looking forward to using it.